Today marks the first World Radio Day. It is being celebrated to appreciate the important roles radio plays in the lives of individuals and societies. UNESCO declared a day to improve international cooperation among radio broadcasters and to encourage decision makers to create and provide access to information through radio, including community radios. In this piece, Rosemary Gazy looks at the significance of the day and how a community radio is impacting positively on the lives of the people.
I have been looking forward to this occasion, that is, the official opening of our broadcast service, for a long time with intense pleasure. I consider, and I think you will agree with me, that the new broadcast service opens up a new vista of life to all of us who live in Accra. Few can realize what this new service will mean. It opens up a new horizon. It brings the latest news to our doors. It is very similar to the magic stone we read of in fairy tales. We press a button and are transported to London. Again we press it and hear grand opera from Berlin.
That was the first official radio broadcast in Ghana, made almost 77 years ago. The colonial governor, Sir Arnold Hudson, was addressing the people of Accra through a new method of communication called radio or broadcasting. Radio broadcasting started more than 100 years ago as wireless telegraphy, that is, transmitting sound over a distance without the use of telephone lines. Radio has since been used as an effective tool of communication. The United Nations set up its own radio on 13th February 1946. 66 years on, UNESCO, the cultural, scientific and education wing of the world body, deemed it fit that the 13th day of February should be observed by the international community as World Radio Day. UNESCO's General Conference in November last year recognized the transformational power of radio. Radio continues to be a vital communication tool in inaccessible and accessible areas. Radio waves can overcome geographical barriers such as distance, rivers, mountains and illiteracy. When disaster occurs, radio becomes a handy tool for disaster management. The UNESCO Director General, Irina Bokova, in a speech to mark the day, says it is not enough to communicate. People must connect to others and societies more deeply through radio.
The world is changing profoundly, but the marvel of radio remains as striking as ever. Radio is the mass medium that reaches the widest audience, especially the most marginalized parts of our societies. UNESCO works every day to support radio as a tool for peace, as a space for sharing, for dialogue, and for debate. Free, independent, and pluralistic radio is essential for healthy societies. It is vital for advancing human rights and fundamental freedoms. Today, it is not enough to communicate. We must connect people and societies more deeply. Radio is one of the most powerful ways to build bridges of respect and understanding. On this first World Radio Day, let us celebrate this power and make the most of it.
UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova in that piece put together by Rosemary Gazy to mark the first World Radio Day.